Four astronauts recently completed training to help prepare for a planned visit to an asteroid or space rock. The four trained in a special laboratory 5 kilometers from Key Largo in southern Florida. They worked and lived 19 meters below the sea surface in the world's only underwater research laboratory. The astronauts spent 9 days in the Aquarius Laboratory. Florida International University operates the 37-square-meter lab. The training came as part of a project of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The project is called NEMO, for NASA's Extreme Environment Mission Operations. The name may lead some people to think of Captain Nemo, the star of Jules Verne's book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And a little fish named Nemo was the hero of the 2003 family film, Finding Nemo. The four Nemo astronauts lived in conditions like those they would face on a visit to a near-Earth asteroid. The astronauts tested the ability of human beings to exist and work in difficult conditions. And they left their underwater home only to go into surrounding ocean waters. American astronaut Jeanette Epps said she and another astronaut did a kind of spacewalk under the water.
And that took a little bit of time to get up and running because we had a few issues with the communication in our helmets so that we can be able to talk to the crew inside the habitat and the top side.
Their temporary underwater home was not deep enough to require them to decompress each time they left Aquarius. That meant their dives could last longer. Decompression involves reducing air pressure on a person who has been under high pressure while diving deep underwater. Decompression sickness can be deadly. European Space Agency astronaut Thomas Pesquet of France said the crew tested human health and behavior inside the lab. They wore badges, devices that recorded their positions or social interaction. The French astronaut described the goal as gaining better understanding of reactions among people in such close surroundings, like those in space. Before, astronauts received help from people who had worked in the undersea lab before. Japanese astronaut Akihiko Hoshide said these technical experts care for all operating systems on the lab, including the space suits that the astronauts wore.
They are the people behind the scenes, but we just do the mission, but without their help, we can't do anything.
I'm Jerry Watson.